So this woman, this, you know how I love Mumsnet, is this, it's a British mom site, and it's where mums go and discuss like things going on in their lives, and they get advice from other mums. Mm. And once in a while, it makes news because either all the mums will get together and attack the one mum, or somebody will ask something so outrageous that it ends up going viral and making news. That's what this one is. And you have to understand the question from where it's coming from, okay? The question the mom asks the other moms is, not to stealth brag, but does anybody have any tips on raising an exceptionally beautiful child?
No, no.
Okay, now, before anyone read her post, they were just like, oh, excuse me, your daughter's gorgeous. Like, mine is too. Like, don't sit and tell me, like, all kids are beautiful. And she's like, she's trying to explain that her kid is exceptionally beautiful. But when you read it, she said, I'm very average looking. Mm-hmm. I've never been called beautiful in my life, except by guys that were like, you know, trying to bang me. Like, I'm not somebody that walks around thinking like, oh, I'm so gorgeous. She said, no, very average. Like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, on a good day, a 6, mm-hmm. but mostly like 4 or 5. And her husband is also, like, you know, kind of 4, 5, 6, but they each have relatives. I think she has an aunt and he has a grandparent who are both stunningly beautiful.
But like the FedEx model guy, very, very attractive.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there is some incredible beauty in their lineage. Mm. So when their daughter was born and got a little older, I think she's like 6 now, something like that. She's really beautiful. They posted a picture of her and she's, did you see that girl? I think she's like 9 and she's supposed to be the most beautiful girl in the world. And she's already a model and she's like perfect face, stunningly beautiful. This girl kind of looks like her. She's a really, really beautiful child. And the one thing that the mom was asking is really about other girls and other people, A, treating her differently, which they have been, and B, are jealous of her. She's not doing anything. She's just in a room and other girls are jealous of her because she's that beautiful. Mm-hmm. And the mom is like, I have never been beautiful. I've never been accused of that. No one's ever been jealous of me. So she's having like a real issue and she's reaching out to all these moms who are busy making fun of her.
And they should, because you think your kid is the most attractive kid out there. It's just the way you feel as a parent, unless you have a really, I mean, there are ugly kids when you see a kid like, God, that's an ugly kid, but their parents still think they are the best looking kid in the world. So if you go to a beauty pageant of 5-year-olds, there's ugly kids in that beauty pageant.
Right. It's parents thinking their kid's beautiful. That's what I'm saying. But they posted pictures. The woman's pretty average looking. She's right. Like you would not notice her on the street. Mm. The kid is gorgeous.
Really, there's nothing you can do about it. This kid's going to have the greatest life. So just leave it like that. Enjoy. Just tell the kid you're going to enjoy your life and make the most out of it. You're in first grade. Wait till you get to 10th grade.
My advice, if she asked me and if I was a mom on Mumsnet, I would tell her, listen, the one thing you're going to have to tell your little girl, she's going to have to find either huge narcissists who just think they're beautiful, even if they're not, that are not going to be threatened by her in any way, because they're going to be like, yeah, she reflects what I think I look like, which was me as a kid. I was had all these beautiful friends and I look like, because I now look back at pictures and like, I look like a troll next to them. But at the time I was like, yep, look at us. Like, I really thought I was one of them. It's hilarious. or she has to literally go out and find other girls who are super, super cute, like super hot, so that they no one's jealous of anybody, so that they all lift each other up, you know, because I don't know, I've been on both ends of it. You know, I've been the girl who has been jealous of another girl, and I've also been the girl who another girl is jealous of. And it's just part of being a teenager, you know, and it's just not fun on either end.
I look at it from Howard Stern's wife, Beth, her point of view. Because when Howard talks to Beth about her high school life, Beth has nothing to say but extremely great memories. she sees the world in a totally different way.
Right.
Every door is open for her when she walks up to a hotel. She never pays for food. She doesn't know what it's like to pay for a meal.
Right.
You know, the world is completely different to super attractive people. You're telling me John Stamos has had a hard time with anything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, Brad Pitt doesn't go into a room and not get the job.
Right.
John Stamos, if he wasn't an actor, is going to go in for a sales job. He's going to get it every single time.
No, and more than that, like they walk into a sandwich shop, they get a free sandwich. Like I had one girlfriend that was so beautiful. We got free stuff wherever we went. It was fantastic hanging out with her. Like we went out to this restaurant. It was like one of the most expensive restaurants in Soho. And I loved going there with her because every time we went, somebody bought us dinner.
Right.
Some guy bought us dinner. Yeah. Some table of guys. Somebody sent over a bottle of champagne. Like it was really fun hanging out with her. Like it was free stuff everywhere. The restaurant was called Eat Truly. I used to call it Please Buy Me.
Yeah, a Lion King Kitty said Beth is also an amazingly kind person. She is. She's got both sides. She's, you know, got an amazing spirit. When she walks into a room, it's like a Christmas tree just walked into a room.
Right.
And, wow.
And every day's Christmas when she's around.
You don't have to worry about, is somebody going to ask you to the prom? You don't have that problem.
Right.
And if you do, then the world is completely screwed up.
Right. She's gorgeous and super nice and really into animals. And
it's a Christmas tree, a walking Christmas tree.